Welcome to another shitty week in gaming. The 241st consecutive week of shitty gaming here on the Grunt Free Press Podcast. The evolution of that has been documented for science, for future studies over at www.gruntfreepress.com. I'm Absolute Deicide. I'm the head lab rat in this sick and twisted experiment. If you want to take part in the study and email your own findings, you can complete the survey on that website, and then you can send it to podcast@gruntfreepress.com. I had a sneak peek. I kind of couldn't wait, so I just opened up a few of them. The early results are quite terrifying. We're actually looking into hiring a 16-year-old Swedish girl to deliver the bad news to the public. I have quite a few of her speeches already written. She took some acting classes. I just want to get the word out and just make sure everybody's safe. That, well, I'm not safe. No, nobody's going to be safe. It's just, you know, it's really, your grandkids are going to suffer the worst with the amount of shitty games that are out there. First off, the aliens won. Yeah, they definitely beat us down in short order. I don't know how the fuck I managed to beat XCOM 2 that one time that I did. I mean, that was just, that was like, it must have been like a 1 in a million fucking shot that happened. I swear I'm getting stupider by the day. Interesting information. You know how last week I was trying to figure out what the DLC for XCOM 2 was, like War of the Chosen. It's like its own separate thing, it looks like. Or is this, you know, XCOM 2 and XCOM 2 War of the Chosen? It's two different things on two different game titles on Steam or whatever. And, you know, I got the, I'm like, is that like DLC? Is it like additional shit, or, you know, just like a pack? Like, who the fuck knows? So I was trying to figure out what the hell that was. Well, the short answer is that it makes the game way more complicated than it originally was. That's like the basic of it. It's just fucking X, it should be called XCOM 2 : more complicated bullshit. You could easily fuck your entire campaign up by, picking the right upgrade or technology at the wrong time in the original game. I mean, the main thing that made it so insanely hard in the first place was that it was overly complicated. Like, the base game was overly complicated. Now it's like, well, here's more shit. Playing just vanilla XCOM 2, you do one of the main missions too early, and it would just be impossible, pretty much. You'd have, like, your armor wasn't upgraded enough, or your weapons weren't upgraded enough. The difficulty was kind of all over the place. They'll tell you, you do a mission and it shows you what the difficulty rating is supposed to be. I don't know if that's like a static thing or if that's like based on the technologies that you researched or whatever, but whenever you pick a mission, it's like, it'll say difficulty, it'll say easy or moderate or whatever. You know, then, you go on, it's like, well, you go into like an easy one or like a moderate one. It's like, all right, well, you should be able to do it. So, like, you know, it might be a little bit difficult for like a moderate one, but You go in there, then like a stupid robot or some shit will just like launch a grenade and kill like all of your highest rank soldiers in like one fucking turn. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, cool. So much for that. I mean, there's like nothing you can really do about it. It's just fucking, oh, this guy just showed up one, you know, just as soon as you saw him, he fucking came out and it was his turn. He's fucking launched a grenade and oh, I'm just fucked. And that was the original game. Now enter War of the Chosen. It's basically like playing against another player or like an AI faction at the same time as trying to do like the original game. It's like all the original game is still there, and then here's somebody else is there. You know, like it'd almost be playing like multiplayer. Like if you're playing multiplayer and just fucking like, well, you're battling against each other at the same time, but it's AI. You know, it's not multiplayer, obviously. So it's just like another layer of bullshit on top of it, like all the other bullshit, and then here's just more bullshit to deal with. There are those assassin aliens, and the way they present them in the game, it's kind of like the nemesis enemies in Shadow of Mordor. Remember that? I remember Shadow of Mordor when they had like the nemesis system where you just like a boss or whatever would pop up and they'd be like, oh, here's this guy's name and this is what he's weak to, and you know what I mean? He's weak to this type of attack. He's fucking, you know, has like all these abilities and shit. So yeah, I think this is like one of the few games that copied that like nemesis system combat. Like when that came out, I was like, oh, every game's going to do that now. Every game's going to have some kind of version of the nemesis system. Nobody did, apparently, except XCOM, War of the Chosen. Those aliens will pop up. It's the same shit. Like, it shows just like a freeze frame of them. It's like, oh, it's the guy's name. This is, you know, his, you know, he's weak to whatever. Like, they might be weak to grenades or fire. Like, if you throw grenades at him, he'll be shell shocked and he'll be dazed for a little bit. Or they have like special abilities, like they can summon in reinforcements out of nowhere. Like during one of their turns, they'll just, fucking raise up their arms and like shout, and then like five like soldiers just pop up around them. You have to deal with those guys. They're no joke, like fighting them. You just have to stop whatever you're doing and just focus completely on them, because they're the fucking strongest enemies in the game that you're going to be fighting. So, like, the first ones that they introduce in the game aren't like so bad, because it's just like an introduction to like, all right, here are these guys here. The levels that they do it on, they're designed to have them in the levels. So, you know, it's kind of like a scripted type thing where they introduce them. Like the first time is like with the zombies or whatever. Like, you know, the there'll be like a fucking group of zombies, and like one of them pops up, and it's like, all right, well, no problem. Like the zombies in this fucking game are pretty easy. You just, I explained that last week, where you just headshotting them one after another, and it's just one shot, one kill for the most part. And then like fucking, like, I don't know. So that, like, the other enemies around them aren't that bad. Like, you can just focus on the assassin guy, and like that's no big deal. But then after that, like from there on out, there's a chance that they're just going to show up on just about any random mission that you do. Like the first real campaign mission in the game, that's a cunt to fucking begin with anyway. Like, that's fucking kind of like a sink or swim type moment in fucking XCOM 2, where it's just fucking, it's like, oh, you have to go do this fucking one mission where you got to go infiltrate a base or whatever. And that's always just like, well, that was like up to that point, it's like a check of like, are your guys like leveled up enough? Do you have the right equipment? Is if not, you're just going to be fucked. And, so you get to that point, and, you know, you've got fucking turrets. You're trying to break into this fucking base. You have like turrets pointed at you, and you know, the objective is to kill all the enemy soldiers on the map anyway. So you're going to get into like a firefight. It's not like a stealth mission. There are a couple stealth missions in the game that I played. Those might be new too, I'm not sure. But where you just have to like get in, like grab like a POW and like extract them or whatever. I don't think I ever saw that in the original game. But yeah, this one's like, you're going to have to like fight eventually. So you'll just be in a bad spot where you just open fire, or somebody saw you, and then one of those assassin motherfuckers appear, and it's like, all right, well, he can cloak, you know, you see him for a second, he disappears. It's like, well, he's going to pop up in a couple turns and fuck somebody up. You know, they don't trigger Overwatch. They'll, the one guy was facing, like, he'll daze or all blind. Anybody they attack, and I think if anybody even, like, sees them, like, do an attack on another soldier, like, it causes them to, like, panic or whatever. So, I mean, you're probably not ready for them when they show up. You know what I mean? It was just fucking, oh, here they are again. Just fucking another, just more bullshit to fucking deal with this game that's already so fucking difficult. And then there's that overworld map, like the zoomed out, like, map of the planet that you're looking at. You know, there's, you know, three different layers to XCOM. You know, this is like the tactical combat, just like the turn based, like whatever, you know, like boots on the ground, where you just do the actual combat on the little like grids or whatever. Where you're fucking moving your guys around, like just there's like that phase, like the combat phase, and then like one step away from that is like the preparation phase, where you're, you know, you have like the XCOM ship, like the diagram of it or whatever, and you're building facilities on there and doing research, and you're clearing out the debris on the ship to place your fucking facilities, like your upgrade shit, like, you know, you need fucking it's really fucking complicated. You know, you just need fucking to build like these different facilities to upgrade your overall squad or whatever, your overall operation. Is like you got to build like these different facilities, then you need like a certain amount of power, so you got to build power relays and just like all this shit you gotta fucking do administrative stuff. Like the administrative layer, I guess. So there's that, and then you know, then you zoom out from that and you have like the overworld map, where you know, you move the ship around and you're making contacts with different regions of the world. That overworld map was always probably the most confusing part of the game, because you'd have all these missions will open up on that map at once. Or even like, you know, it might be like missions. It might be, just like random points of interest that'll pop up that it's like, hey, if you go over there and park your ship at this spot and sit there for a few days, in game days, thankfully, not real life days. You do that to like collect resources or get new recruits, whatever. Some kind of, it'll tell you what the reward is, but it's you get to like park your ship and sit there for however long. And as that's going, there's like other shit. You know, you can't do everything at once. You can't do them all. They expire after a while, so you got to kind of plan your moves where you're going. But you know, some of them are more important than other ones, and if you don't do some of them, you'll suffer like negative consequences. Like it's like, oh, there's gonna be a better chance that a UFO is gonna shoot down the XCOM ship, or if you don't do this one for the rest of the month or whatever, the aliens' armor is gonna be stronger, or they're gonna have better resistances to your like psychic attacks or whatever. So whatever you don't do, you're going to have, you know, there's going to be negative consequences. He's got to try to balance out like that between like how difficult some of them are, you know, how fucked up you're going to get by attempting to do them. And then like whatever benefits you need from doing the other missions. Like if you really need supplies or you really need like new recruits, like fucking, you guys gonna spend a few days sitting at a spot like collecting that shit. And there's like that bar on the top of the screen, like in the overworld map, that's like it's a countdown that once it fills up, if you don't do a main mission before it gets there, bad shit's gonna happen. You see like there's a red bar ticking down, it's like, well, it's gonna, once that reaches zero or whatever, like some shit's going down. I don't even remember exactly what happens with that when the bar goes down, but I don't think I ever let it do that except maybe like one time. Then like the one time I think it was like, oh, okay, it's even worse than I thought. Like it's fucking worse than it's like you think like, oh, what is all your soldiers gonna die or something, but it's like, no, it's like even something worse than that. And you get I think I like tried it once. I'm like, well, I'm just gonna reload. This is not even worth fucking to keep playing like this. It's like such a handicap. So I mean, again, that's all from the base game of XCOM 2, which is confusing enough as it is. You see me stumbling my way through of trying to explain that for a game I've already played and reviewed, and it still confuses the fuck out of me. So then, like, you know, with War of the Chosen, it's like, oh, yeah, all that's still there, but then here's even more shit to worry about on top of that. You know, it's like the new alien faction, the Assassins or whatever, the Chosen, I guess. It's like, hey, they have their own missions you have to go and do, like, priority missions. We just have to balance out more of that with the rest of it. And, you know, there's like a rebel faction. There's a couple of them, like rebel factions, like on the overworld map, where it's like, hey, there's like a, you know, rebel camp or whatever. So again, it's just more, it's like, hey, you got to go there at some point. At some point you got to like jigger that into your fucking schedule of you like fucking dashing all over the fucking globe, trying to do all the shit that you don't have time for. So okay, go meet them, and then they give you missions as well to do that. And, you know, on top of the other missions you don't have time for. And then, you get like these covert operations that you can do, where it's just like a little pop-up thing, whereas, you know, you send out a few of your soldiers to go out on, it's almost like an away mission, if that makes sense. Other games do that, where it's like, hey, you know, you have all these soldiers, but you can just send them out on away missions. And you really have no control over. It's just, it's just like you, from a menu, you click who you want to send and let them do their thing. If they're harder missions that'll give you better results or whatever, like you have to send some of your higher rank soldiers, like it might be like, oh, this one of these soldiers has to be at least like a sergeant or something like that. So you have to take one of your guys and send them out for however long, like 10 days, 30 days, whatever it is, to go do this fucking mission. And there's a chance that when they're off doing that, like they'll be injured or the mission will fail anyway. So there's more of your roster, you know, more of your soldiers that, like, once you send them away, it's like, well, now I can't use them on real, like on other missions, like regular missions. And again, they can get injured, so they'll be out for however long. That fucking makes micromanaging your soldiers like even more difficult, because, you know, you get to a point. Yeah, I do remember like playing the game before, where you would get to a point where it's like, all right, I have like my main squad that you use, and you have like a few backups. So, you know, if one of those people do get injured, it's like, well, I have somebody similar I can just fucking throw in there, like, you know, my B and C string guys and shit. But it's like, well, I have this, like, this main squad I'm just going to keep sending out, and they're going to keep leveling up. And then, like, it gets to the point where they're so like almost maxed out level. Well, now I'm going to take the guys under them and send them out and send a couple rookies with them and shit. And like, you know, you could do all of that, like rotating them out. Then you have like your best weapons and equipment on those guys too. And it's like, hey, you know what they can do, you know, their abilities, or you're setting strategies based on who you have, you know? But now it's like, well, your best guys are off on away missions or something like that, or they're fucking injured or whatever. And it's just like more shit. Was I can't even get anything started because there's all these people are, you know, that I don't have access to them, or they're fucking injured, or because you're doing more missions, so more people get injured. It's like, it's just harder to even like start up and get anything going. And fucking War of the Chosen adds all like these new weapons and items too. You know, there's some sort of like old world flintlock pistol, they call it. No, it looks like fucking some fucking 1700s colonial type like fucking musket or some shit. And it's like, oh, here's like throwing axes, all that. This expansion is clearly for people who played the shit out of and mastered, and maybe like got bored with the base game. It just seems like, hey, we're going to make it more challenging and give you more tactical options or whatever. For someone like me, you know, who fucking struggled to get through the main game on easy, like, I could barely fucking do that. Like, you might as well be asking me to solve the fucking faster than light speed fucking space travel or some shit. It's just like fucking like, I don't know, dude. Like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Or like, I think I know what I'm doing. And like, I start playing, it's like, oh, I just get fucking completely destroyed. Like, I don't know what went wrong. You know, I get my fucking ass beat. I try to like reload saves and try different shit out. And I don't even know if like the campaign can be salvaged at that point, where it's just like, I don't even know like what I could possibly have done different, but it just seems like I'm at a fucking dead end. I can't even get started. I had like a couple of these special like resistance soldier guys who are fucking dead, and like to even like get them, I had to do like these, it's like a 3 or 4 mission process I did, and like fucking just to like get them like available on my roster. And it's like, once I get them, it's like, well, they're not that good. Again, maybe down the line when you level them up, when you put ability points into them and shit, like they'd be like some of the best characters in the game. I have no idea. It's just like fucking like, oh, that guy just died. Like, cool. But it's like, I also need to do the mission that he's on, that he keeps like dying in, to progress like the main mission further. And it's just, I don't know, dude. I'm getting like time sensitive missions they want me to do like immediately. And then it's fucking like, oh, well, I have to go do this, I guess. And then I just get fucking rocked if I attempt to do them. It's just like, I just get like a roadblock, like dead end of just fucking like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what to do. I don't know if I can like save this shit. And it's not even like my usual failure where, usually my problem is I'll be 30 hours into a fucking game like this, and it's like, oh, I must have fucked something up like down the line, maybe I'll try again or whatever. Like, this is more of like a failure to launch. I'm basically just past the tutorial of the game. It's just like, immediately after that, a couple missions in, I'm stuck, you know. I scrapped that. I'm like, all right, I'm just going to scrap this fucking campaign completely, because I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do. And I started up a new campaign, and just like, there's not even that many options as far as like the, like the ship, XCOM fucking building facilities. Like, oh, I don't even have any fucking money at this point. I don't think there's any way to make any more money. There's only so many missions you can do in this time period. Like, I'm doing all of them, I'm doing them well, but, and then it's just fucking clusterfuck. Like immediately after that, basically after the tutorial, you know what I mean? I think I lost my tactical touch, maybe, if I ever had it, I don't know. But on the other hand, I was looking through after I'm like, all right, I give up on this fucking campaign. There's a new mode they added in there too. Separate from the campaign mode, which is kind of exactly what I would want. Like, ideally, it's a story mode, and it strips out all the other layers besides just the combat. You know, there's no fucking overworld map, there's no ship to deal with, there's no real like economy or any of that bullshit. Just all combat, and they have you going through like a set series of missions with preset characters and equipment, which is, that's pretty ideal for me. I mean, there's chapters you're going through, and you just get scored based on how you did in each one of them. And if you get a certain score, you get like medals and promotions for your soldiers and all that shit. But it's just like a super stripped down and simplified upgrade tree. It's not like fucking like, oh, I got to do research. This research is going to take this many days and these fucking resources. You need like this fucking, it's just, whenever you level up, like whenever you're, soldiers, I don't think it's based on like your soldiers even getting promoted. It's just like you do a mission, it's like, all right, well, here's another part of this upgrade tree or whatever you can pick from. And they give you like a binary choice. It's, you know, just like, hey, do you want to have better armor for your soldiers, or do you want stronger weapons? Like, it'll just be a pop-up with two boxes. Like, which one do you want to pick? That's it. Or, you know, it's like, oh, do you want better, you know, stronger grenades, or do you want like just straight up like stat increases for your soldiers? Again, just like a pop-up, like A or B type choice, you know what I mean? You're just going through the maps. They have these short story cutscenes between them. That's actually something, again, even though like I kind of backed off, I'm like, I don't know if I can even fucking go through with like doing like another fucking campaign. Like, I started up and I'm like, I'm just stuck again. So, but I mean, it's something I may continue to plug away at, you know, and just fucking just go through the story mode of that. Cause that's, again, that's pretty fun. Very, very low stakes. I mean, I'm not going to be spending fucking 40 hours doing it and realizing it's fucked up. I mean, I still suck at it. Like, I'm not like the missions I played. I'm like, oh, I'm still, I don't know what I'm doing wrong here either, but I'm still getting fucked up with something that should be pretty straightforward. I mean, they're giving you what supposedly what you need to fucking complete these missions, like the right level soldiers and fucking equipment and shit, but still can't do it. I don't know. I mean, I did it, but it's like fucking, oh, a couple of my guys died and like fucking, they just replaced them like automatically just, you know, for the next mission. But, not sure if you can lose the story mode. If there is, I'll find a way, believe me. But I mean, I still think that the basic combat's still fun to do, even though I think BattleTech might have ruined me or spoiled me as far as turn-based games go. Just something about that game where just like, hey, it took a little bit to get into it, but once I get into it, it's like, oh, everything just makes sense. I know like precisely what I'm doing, and I can see like, you know, I just knew like fucking every little bit of that game, you know, like everything inside and out, every fucking ability, every fucking whatever. And this is still kind of like, I think XCOM's like simpler, I think, but as far as just like the tactical shit goes, but whatever reason, it's just fucking just like not clear. I think it's clicking, and then it's fucking, well, I thought I was doing good, but I just get fucked up, and I don't know what that's about. Yeah, BattleTech kind of spoiled me for that. I think so did Zombie Army 4 as far as games in general go recently. Yeah, just because, you know, I played that and that was just like a surprise that got me hooked. I'm like fucking like, oh yeah, hell yeah, I fucking played it for like pretty much an entire week or whatever, and it's fucking like, oh, this is a fucking badass game. And now I'm just kind of like searching for the next one like that. I'm like, oh, cool. Like, I'll put that to the side. All right, what am I going to play now? And I'm still searching for something to grab me. And, you know, plus I've already done XCOM 2 anyway. So it's like, you know, I'm fucking as I'm playing through it, I'm like, oh, I'm kind of struggling. And I'm like, I could spend time like researching what all this shit is. But, you know, ah, fuck it. Yeah, I've already done that. It's kind of too much work, you know. Too much effort to put in to fucking learn all these systems of a game I've already played. I'm just fucking like, I should probably be doing something else. So, yeah, I downloaded Magic the Gathering Arena because I knew there was like a new Magic the Gathering game that was coming out that was like kind of like Diablo, like a hack and slash, whatever, action RPG or whatever you want to call it. That wasn't just like a digitized version of the card game. Like, this is an actual, just, you know, action game. But just, you had like you could build like a deck of cards, just like whatever buffs or like abilities or something like that. But like the main game was just fucking, you know, Diablo type shit. So I'm like, yeah, that'd be kind of cool. You know what I mean? Just to fucking something different. So I do like Magic's one of those games where it's like, I don't know if I really like playing it, but I like the art on the cards. I think are like very cool, and like the fucking world's kind of cool or whatever. But don't like fucking, I want to play Magic very much. I saw all these like ads everywhere popping up. It's like, oh, this game, Magic the Gathering Arena. So I'm like, oh, that must be that, you know, the one, the fucking new Diablo type game. Nope. Arena is just the card game. I mean, I played Magic the Gathering, like the card game. I played that shit when it was like brand new 25 years ago or whatever. And then I kind of like stopped and I realized it's like, hey, this is just kind of a money grabbing scheme where, you know, the person who bought the most cards, whoever bought the most booster packs, or whoever fucking like went to like a convention or something and bought like, oh, I have the full set of fucking, you know, 1999 edition, you know what I mean? And then fucking, like that type of shit. You know, just kind of wants you to fucking just spend money to get these fucking like packs or whatever. And whoever, you know, whoever the best deck meant you spent the most money and you have a better chance to win. Collectible card games were kind of microtransactions before anyone knew what the word microtransaction meant. But then you make like a video game out of that, and that's fucking like exactly what it is. It's fucking just a microtransaction. You know, buy fucking packs and buy this, and I mean like the card games or whatever. Like, that's a pretty popular genre now of video game. It has been for a while. Your fucking Hearthstones and such. I've never been interested in any of them, just again, because I've been there, done that. It's just fucking like, I don't really fucking want to sit down and play a video game and just end up playing a card game, you know what I mean? So, yeah, so I installed, I launched Magic the Gathering Arena, And they want you to like make an account and blah, 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 link your email. And it's like, all right, do all that. And I'm like, sure, why not? And then they kind of like throw you right into a game. And, you know, I'm expecting like this top down hack and slash Diablo action. And then it's fucking, this is start up the game. It's the first thing. It's like, hey, there's just like a table and some cards. Like I'm just looking at like a fucking, you know, five cards in front of me. And it's like, see my guy, whatever, like my opponent on the other side is like five cards looking at this fucking table. Like, ah, fuck me. This is all this. I'm like, oh, this arena, this isn't the game I was thinking it was going to be. It's just fucking the digitized fucking card game. So I quit, installed it, zero fucking interest, you know. That's how it goes, you know. Fucking, it's just weird just because I saw, like, you know, like Game Informer or whatever is like their big stories. Like, oh, we have, you know, Magic the Gathering. I don't know what the fuck that game's called now. I thought it was Arena, but it's just fucking, it's like, oh, a new Magic game that's fucking not just cards. All these ads come up of like, hey, new Magic game. Oh, that must be it. started up, and it's fucking, it's just cards. It's kind of shitty. Man, what are you gonna do, you know? Win some, you lose some. It's happened to, I think I lost almost every one this week. It happens sometimes.
Help me, I've got no soul to sell.
then I don't know why I thought it would be a good idea to play Sins of a Solar Empire Rebellion. I complain about XCOM being too complicated, the Total War games being too complicated. I played the original Sins of a Solar Empire when it was newish, I remember, and I didn't have much luck with it back then. It's what they call a 4X strategy game. It's explore, expand, exterminate, exploit, something like that. I don't fucking remember. it's like all that shit, just more complicated. It's just like a bigger scale of even than fucking like Total War. It's just fucking just more shit, more economy to worry about, more detail and everything. One thing at a time. So, yeah, I play the tutorial of Sins of a Solar Empire. And this is the week of playing tutorials and getting stuck or quitting. That's pretty much what I fucking did. First tutorial in Sins of a Solar Empire, Rebellion. Again, another thing. I don't know if this is a fucking expansion to the original game or what, or if it's a fucking sequel. I don't know. But yeah, the first thing they're trying to teach you is that, just like the basic movement and combat. You have a fleet of spaceships. You're looking at a big capital ship, and you're just kind of dragging and dropping a box on the screen with the cursor to select them and click over here to move them. That's fine. You know what I mean? That's how you'd expect to fucking play a game like this, like a fucking, not really top down, but just, you know what I mean? Like a fucking third person, whatever you want to call it, just fucking dragging and dropping boxes and clicking on ships, like fucking Total War or some shit. Fine. It's like, I get that. And then they start going over all the icons that are on the screen. There's quite a few fucking icons just fucking hanging out with all these fucking toolbars with icons and whatever the fuck any of that shit means. They're trying to explain it. You can hover over them to get information about what they are. But there's like this long list of the left side of the screen with icons there too. You can just click on those. They expand into like these longer like sub-lists with, different, like, solar systems you click on. It's like, all right, well, here's the planets in the solar system, and then fucking, like, here's where your fleet is on the, like, near what planet, and you can go down to, like, each individual ship and, like, different, like, groupings and all this shit. And, it's like using a fucking Excel spreadsheet or some shit. Like, it's just ridiculous. Like, what am I doing? I can barely see the fucking icons, too. I blew up you can blow up the interface, like, make the interface bigger so you can read it, because, again, this is an older game, so it's, like, wasn't meant for ultra-wide fucking monitors or whatever. But, thankfully, they do have it. It's like, hey, blow up the fucking UI enough that you can actually read and see what's going on. So I did that. It's like, all right, I can kind of see it, but there's just, like, so much fucking information they're displaying. I'm getting anxiety just looking at it, just talking about it. I'm like, fucking, skin's crawling. Fucking, like, heart's racing and shit. I'm going through the tutorial step by step. It's just like, all right, move your ships here. Okay. Do that. There's a ring around each planet that you can move freely around. Like, it's supposed to be like a gravity well that you can move your ships around. You can't just go out into open space or whatever. It's just like, you have to kind of hang out around these fucking, the ring around the planets. So, all right, that's still, then there's like a straight line, just like a straight up line between each planet, and it's fucking like, well, there's where you can travel from planet to planet. Again, you can't just like go straight where you want and like hang out in like open space. It's like, you have to stick around these planets and use those travel lanes. Like, that's all you can do. They're explaining all that. It's like, all right, still fine. I can deal with that. Then they introduced the combat. That was actually a lot easier than you would think it would be. It's almost like automatic. Like, as soon as your ships just get into range of enemy ships, they'll start firing and fighting and fighting them and shit. And you can like manually click on them and instruct them to focus on who you want them to. Yeah, I'm sure if you're actually playing the game, like later, it's like you kind of have to do that. You kind of have to micromanage, like, this ship should be fighting this other ship, and these, you know, you should have, like, two or three smaller ships fighting this one or whatever. But, again, in the tutorial, it's just like, all right, you just fucking go, and, as soon as the ships get into range, they'll just start fighting. It's like, all right, cool. That's, like, one less thing to worry about. That's just automatic. Like, maybe I can do this. But, yeah, the tutorial is just like, oh, yeah, that's how it works. It's like, all right, yeah, I'm sure it's more complicated than that, but okay, we'll move on. But then I'm like looking at the comm as the ships are firing at each other. It takes a long time for them to blow each other up or whatever. And I'm looking at all like the stats of the ships. You know, you put your cursor over them, and it shows just like in a menu. It's pretty fucking complicated what's going on, like the math or whatever between like what's going, you know, how the fight's going. You know, the usual space combat shit. You know, they have to bring their shields down before you can attack the hull, and certain weapons are better against shields than others, and everything's hard as shit to read. Like, I can't barely read fucking any of it. And they show you how to, like, attack and colonize planets, and again, doesn't seem like that difficult. You just fucking, hey, you gotta take your capital ship and have him, like, bomb the planet, and, you know, he's supposed to be, like, you're fucking destroying cities down there or whatever. And you send out, like, a whatever, then you just hit, like, colonize, like, oh, now the planet's yours. That's how you do it. Seems pretty simple, but, you know, I'm doing what they're asking me to do step by step. And I still managed to lose, like, all of my fighters. I have this fucking fleet of ships I had of, like, five or six fucking ships in my capital ship. Like, oh, all my fucking, those five or six fucking regular ships, oh, they all died. Like, in the tutorial, like, I'm having a fucking hard time even doing this. Skinning my teeth to get past, like, the first, like, most basic thing they're asking me to do. Then I look at, like, the next one, like, the next tutorial, and it just says economy basics, and I'm just fucking like, I don't fucking know, dude. Like, I don't really want to deal with the fucking minutia of a fictional video game economy right now. You know, I have my fucking taxes in real life I have to do soon, and that makes me want to slit my wrists. So it's like, I'm just not in the mood for that type of shit right now. So moving on, I was like, all right, dude, I'm just going to stop myself right here, dude. I don't want to fucking, like, just even attempt to go any further. So, yeah, I played Sins of a Solar Empire for about, I'd say, like, 45 minutes, maybe. I live streamed it. I was looking at the video. I was like, 45 minutes long. It's like, I was shocked. I quit that pretty quick, but I actually think the last 15 minutes of that video is just me in the main menu, because I left the game and the stream on. I just went to go take a dump. So that's my review of Sins of a Solar Empire. It made me shit. So a horror game came out too. Not Dread Out 2, like I was expecting. I saw, like, oh, Dread Out 2 is coming out. I saw, like, articles about that. I'm like, oh, cool, check that out. And I click on, like, the Steam page or whatever, and that got delayed for a few days. I think it's because it was just, like, a mess still. Like, I was looking at, like, the Steam reviews, and everyone was saying, like, even what's out now, it's like, yeah, it got released now, but everyone's like, yeah, it's just a bunch of bugs, and the game fucking crashes, and this shit that you can't get past. So, naturally, I bought it. I'll be playing that later, don't worry. World of Horror came out, kind of. Another game, I saw, like, a bunch of reviews for it. It's a game I saw, like, that Alpha Beta Gamer channel or fucking website. It was like, hey, I saw, like, a little video. I'm like, yeah, it looks pretty cool. I checked it out. Watched the video anyway, but I'm like, oh, maybe it's something I'll check out down the line, like, when it gets, like, finished or whatever. But I kept seeing all, like, these reviews for the game everywhere, and I knew, like, you can get, like, the free demo on itch.io, but I kind of wanted to skip that and go into it fresh once the game was complete, like, completely done. But I'm seeing, like, hey, people are, like, reviewing it, like, it's out, so that must be the full release is out, because, you know, why else do people be reviewing it? But nope, not the case. It's in early access. You know, I moved up from a free demo, and now it's just like a demo you have the privilege of paying for. But I was reading the description on Steam of, like, what's there, like, what's included in the early access version of it. And it's saying, like, you know, it's like a mini scenario. You know, I guess the game is made up of these different cases you have to solve. And for the early access, you can only do a single case. You can do like three cases or like five. And I guess for the finished game, they're just gonna, it's like, hey, we're just gonna add more cases, and there'll be like a pool of all the shit you can do, like all these different scenarios you can do. And we're gonna pull them together and just kind of randomize them, and you know, the order and like certain shit within the scenarios will be randomized or whatever. But I mean, for the full game, it's it could be like a full length thing where it's like you have to do like 10 of them in a row, and you know, all your stats and shit like carry forward from each one. But you know, I was just looking at it, I'm like, oh, it sounds like it's kind of a complete game, I guess, and. You know, like the reviews that were there anyway, even they probably shouldn't be reviewing an early access game, like it's a full game, but I'm fucking just like, well, I mean, what's there? Everyone's fucking saying it's really good, so, but I'm still like, I'm always just, I don't want to pay for a fucking early access game. I just, it's against my principles. Yeah, luckily enough, it's on the Xbox Game Pass, so you can play it for free. Well, I mean free as long as you pay for Xbox Game Pass, but not free, I guess, at all. But I mean, I'm like, all right, fair enough. Like, I'm already paying for Xbox Game Pass, and this is on there, so it's not going to hurt me too much if I can check it out. So the whole hook of World of Horror is it's presented as a 1-bit PC game. You know, it's like old school black and white, pixelated, like old, like low fidelity picture. I don't even know really what era that would be. I mean, I started on an Apple 2GS, and this is pre that, I think, before my time, I guess. And I mean, it's just like really going for that aesthetic. It's more authentic than like Return to the Oberdin, which was modern, like 3D. It's just like a 3D game, like a modern game. But it's like, hey, we just put a cell shader over this or whatever to make it look like it's fucking. And that was well done. Don't get me wrong. Like that game looked really good. But I mean, this isn't even like modern in any sense. It's just fucking like everything that you do from even like going from the options is just fucking from the main screen. Just everything is on that fucking like you're playing like on a computer from whatever 1982 or some shit. So you know, it's black and white. It's text heavy. It's hard to even like make out some of what you're looking at because it's, you know, it's pixelated to shit. But it's kind of like a point-and-click adventure game. I mean, the closest I can think of is like Dream Zone for Apple 2GS is what I remember. A game that's lost the ages, but I'm like, that's kind of what interested me. I'm like, that looks pretty cool, but... So it's kind of like that, you know, it's like a Scooby-Doo mystery. I started off doing the single case, like, again, it's kind of like the tutorial where it's like, hey, if you're just starting off, just try doing this one case, and that's all I have to worry about. So I wanted to do that just to see what it was about. And supposedly the game is very Lovecraftian, but you know, it takes place in Japan in the 1980s, and all the art is it's like anime, manga, I guess. It looks good though. I think it's a good looking game. You know, it's like that good kind of Japanese anime horror art. You know, it's fucking from like, you know, the old school like 80s, like Berserk or Lone Wolf and Cub type shit. The case I was doing took place in a school. Something about a girl with scissors killing people and a ritual your friend was trying to do, but he disappeared halfway through it. So, yeah, you have his diary with some clues in it, and you explore the school to find what you need to complete the ritual, like just like a checklist or something, where it's like you got to find some chalk and some candles, and then you have to like draw the symbol on the blackboard or whatever. So it starts off, he's looking at like a static image of like, hey, here's like an empty classroom, and you know, you have like your inventory you're going through. You just hit like explore school. There's like a button on the bottom of the screen. It's just like explore school. And it shows your character walking down a hallway until like he just encounters something, I guess, like a random encounter kind of. And you know, the first one I got, like you're in the gym and you see a creepy doll in the corner. And again, so it's just kind of like still images going through some animation in some of them, but I mean, it's just like a big window. It's like a window where they're showing you whatever, and then you just click it on menus and shit. So it's a creepy doll in the corner of the gym, and there's RPG stats involved. So they gave me like a couple options to what to do with the first one. I couldn't do because it didn't have like a certain perk or something like that. But if you could you could perform like a cleansing ritual on the doll before you approach it, but it's like you're missing this fucking perk or characteristic or whatever. Which I didn't have it. So I had nothing. Like my character is pretty blank. I don't think there's, again, it's the tutorial. I think they're not really teaching any of that shit yet. So all I could do was examine it, which then zooms in on it. Like the next screen's like some faces like melted and shit. Which look at that, and it caused me to lose reason points, which would be like sanity points in the Call of Cthulhu RPG. You have like, it's two different stats. You have like reason points, which is your sanity, and then hit points, which is your health, obviously. Then when you do get into like a straight up fight with something, it's it's turn based again, but it's like a turn based RPG type thing. But it's a little weird how they handle it, because you have like a set number of action points that you can spend per turn, and you queue up what you want to do from like, it's just all like menu based, like almost whatever, like a Final Fantasy type thing, where it's just pick your attacks and from menu and fucking like go from there. It's like, do you want to do like a normal attack, power attack, dodge, run? You fill up like a bar. It's like, each action costs however many points. You have like whatever 300 points you can do in this turn, and you just like pick them out. Pick out what you want to do, and you hit like execute. And the fucking screen will just flash a couple times, and there's text on the on the bottom telling you what happened. It's like the real old school like CRPG style, where it's Ghost Girl attacks and misses, and you strike with the baseball bat for 4 damage, and fucking whatever disembodied head yells at you and drains 3 reason points, like shit like that. But I mean, everything happens all at once. It's almost like fucking like Wasteland, like the original Wasteland, which, again, a game I tried to play. I'm like, I don't know if I can fucking do this. But it's just like one turn, everything happens. You and the enemy, just like you hit the button and fucking like blup, fucking flash of the screen and like, hey, here's text, and that's what happened. You and the enemy do all your shit together. So it's like, this is what happened. To keep with the theme of the episode, I don't entirely understand it. I was still trying to make sense of like the interface that I was looking at. There's like 3 boxes on the top of the screen labeled. It's like A, B, and C. It's like these rectangular boxes. Like those boxes were empty. So it's like, I don't know what that's about. And there's even something simple, like trying to equip weapons. Like I found a baseball bat. I'm almost positive that I equipped the baseball bat. Then I get into a fight, and the only options I have are to like attack with my bare hands. I'm like, what the fuck happened to the baseball bat? I just like equipped. Like, why can I not use that? But I just kind of like went with it. Confused as usual, as far as I'm just gonna keep going, just to try to figure this shit out. But I managed to find like the chalk and the candles I needed to complete the ritual. Did that, drew the fucking symbol on the chalkboard. You gotta like match it up to the symbol in the notebook. And this chick with 3 heads stacked on top of each other, like fucking, like a fucking shish kebab, kind of showed up. And I was pretty sure she was going to kill me. I don't know. I was in the middle of the fight. I'm still trying to like figure out what the fuck I'm looking at for like the fighting her. And I'm like, I only have a couple hit points left. I might die. Then the game hard crashed and it fucking shut down completely. So good old early access. I guess that's expected. You look the other way then, because it's early access. So, but time to move on. It's just fucking like, oh well, all right. I was kind of trying to figure that game out, and it crashed. So I don't know. I'm like, I don't know if I want to deal with that. So maybe I'll go back to World of Horror at some point. But yeah, it's just kind of like discouraging when shit like that happens. 30 minutes of my life that I'll never get back because I was playing a fucking one-bit computer game in 2020. And I'm fucking, as I said, oh, cool. And I'm fucking like bug testing this game for free. I was like, fucking, it's like, oh, you know, you boot up the game and it's like, it's just like, oh, it was early access. It's still in development. So if you run into any problems, like, oh, you should email the developers and blah, blah, blah. It's like, you know, it's like, fucking, I didn't fucking pay for it. It's fucking like, trying to find something to play and shit crash. Like the shit crashes. Like, dude, I don't know. I just don't want to deal with it. But you know, fourth or the fifth game's a charm. As the old Hebrew saying goes, and what better way to ensure that things go smoothly than to play a stealth ninja top-down real-time tactics game? That sounds pretty simple. Sounds nice and fucking easy. Shadow Tactics, Blades of the Shogun. And the game's been out for a few years, so at least my thinking was like, at least like most of the bugs are probably ironed out, I hope, in this fucking game. So yeah, it plays, again, the title of the game is Shadow Tactics, Blades of the Shogun. Not a lot of easy titles this week. Even Magic the Gathering Arena, you would not expect that colon to be where it is. So the game plays a little something like the game Commandos, which I attempted to play that game before. I really had no luck with it, or that Dustwind game that I played recently and also failed at. I couldn't even finish like one mission. It's fucking like, ah, cool, it's like that. Should go well. So, you know, it's top down. We can see like the entire map and scroll around it and zoom in and out, rotate the camera. You know, you're a ninja infiltrating a medieval Japanese castle. There's guards stationed everywhere. They're walking in patrol patterns or standing at their posts. So it's like a real stealth game, like you would expect. You know, if they spot you, you're pretty much fucked. Like, you can't just fight them, really. It's fucking, once you're spotted, you're kind of done. You may as well reload. You know, they'll raise an alarm and more guards will pour out of the buildings and shit and just kill you in a couple hits. So you don't want to be seen. I mean, you want to be stealthy, like a ninja. Again, maybe it's the theme of this week, or it's just what my mindset's like, where my head's been at. But at first, you know, it's all, I'm playing, I'm like, it's all well and good. And it's like, all right, sure, you're a little ninja guy. You click on the guards, like right click on any guard, and it shows their cone of vision, like where they can see, you know, like fucking shows, like if it's solid green, you know, it's like, it'll be like a green cone. And if it's solid green, they'll see if you're standing up, and it'll be like a, like diagonal, like hash, whatever you call them, like fucking like cross marks or whatever, just fucking diagonal lines, like shaded almost. Like in the shaded spots, you can crouch down, they won't see you. And if it's fucking like full like solid green, like they'll see you almost immediately. I mean, you get a little bit, like it'll fill up when they're like, depending on like where they are, like it'll fill up from like green to yellow. And then once they, what that yellow part hits where you are, it turns red. So anyway, so fucking, you know, so it's like, all right, well, just stay away from that cone of vision, pretty much. Like, that's the goal of the game. You know, you can hide in bushes and, like, grapple up to rooftops. And if you're on a rooftop, you can jump down and fucking, like, stab them from above and shit. You hiding their bodies in the bushes. And it's like, all right, I can get down with this. You know, it's just like this, I was hoping, like, oh, it's just going to be like this simple stealth game where it's like, all right, just make sure, you know, time it right, get in the bushes and fucking do all this shit. I mean, I'm not that great at stealth games. It's just fucking, it's like, if this is all it is, just clicking around and just all like movement and that shit. It's like, I can get down with it. I can fucking figure this out. I'll do it. But then they add the little penis wrinkle of, you know, now here's a second playable character, and this guy has different abilities, and he's, you know, he's not as good at stealth, but, you know, he's bigger and, you know, he can do like take more hits or whatever, but you still don't want to fucking get him seen. But, you know, it's like, oh, well, he's a bigger, you know, a bigger character. So even like crouching down, he'll still be able to, you know, the guards will still see him where in places that the ninja probably wouldn't be seen or whatever. But, you know, I was like, oh, but if you can get him into range of up to like three guards, you can do like a spin around, like a whirlwind attack that'll take out all of them at once. So it's, you know, So you're going to need that in certain situations where you see spots where it's like, oh, well, the ninja can't get through this spot because there's too many guards here. And they're all grouped up in, you know, a group of three of them at one point where they meet. It's like, well, I have to get this fucking bigger guy over here to fucking take care of this, you know? And he can throw, like, you know, he has different abilities. Like, he can throw a sake bottle on the ground that will attract guards if they see him, and they'll walk up to it and, like, kind of, like, pick it up and, like, drink it for a second, as opposed to the ninja who can just, like, throw rocks to distract people for a couple seconds. And, you know, now it's getting calm. You know, it's like, all right, now the game's getting kind of complicated. We can switch back and forth between the two of them on the fly and, you know, double the ninjas, double the bullshit, that type of thing. And the game is not easy either. I mean, from what I'm just fucking going through the first few levels, I'm like, this game is, it's not something I'm just going to fucking, like, fly through. A lot of, like, the timing needs to be exact, and there's always, like, a slight delay between when you'll click for them to move somewhere, and the little delay between when you click and the animation will start up of them, like, walking or whatever. One of the first tutorials they give you, they give you as you're playing, you're picking up these little scrolls or whatever throughout the levels, and they give you, like, hints or whatever and tips. And the first one's just like, hey, you know, F5 is quick save, F8 is quick load, you know, and you're going to be using that a lot. And then it's like, then it's also like, if you just hit, like, escape or whatever and go to the menu, it'll show you, like, the last three saves that you did. So if you really fuck yourself over, you can probably go back and not restart the entire level over again. And yeah, you gotta be doing that a lot. So I mean, stealth games are usually pretty trial and error by default anyway, but yeah, this is like another level of that. It's just fucking so much shit you try to keep track of. And yeah, you hit shift and you can hold and do an action, but like, queue up an action, but hold it for one of the characters. It's like, I want the ninja to go out from the bushes and fucking stab this guy, but there's another guy looking at him, so I want to have the samurai on the other side. Now I have to, you know, queue up that move too, and then you hit, like, enter, and they'll do it, like, simultaneously. So it's, you know, it's fucking, you're gonna have to do a lot of that. It's just fucking, again, it's just like, oh, this started off, it's like, oh, it's a simple, cute little ninja game going around doing, like, stealth. I'm like, this is cool. And it's fucking like, oh, well, no, it's just more shit I'm gonna have to fucking do. And it's fucking, like, hard. Like, I looked at it, I'm like, it's probably pretty easy, you'd imagine, but no. And then it's like, hey, no, here's, like, a third playable character, like a sharpshooter who's perched up on a roof somewhere, and you can't move him, but you can use him to, like, snipe people. Like, a scope will pop up on the screen, you can just move that around and, like, click on someone to instantly kill him. He's clicked the button and he, you know, fires his rifle and the guy just drops dead. I'm like, that seems pretty easy, you know what I mean? And it is, but the catch to that is if you'll shoot them in the open, but another guard will see the body, and then, like, you know, they'll raise an alarm, and I thought I had everything figured out. I was like in this courtyard somewhere, and it's fucking like, all right, well, I'm gonna have this. I can't. It's too open. I can't, like, get my ninja or anything in there. But I just use the sharpshooter. I'll fucking, like, snipe this guard that's in the open. That'll be fine. Yeah, you know, I'm like, fucking, like, did that, and, like, switched to my ninja, make sure that he's, like, hidden because the alarm is going to go off. And then I'm like, fucking, I'm like, oh, I did pretty good. And then fucking, it's like, oh, no, I forgot about the third guy, like, the fucking samurai guy is off in a fucking corner somewhere. And it's like, the guard just, like, finds him immediately and kill him. So it's just, like, a lot of shit you have to juggle in real time. And certain things, like, if a guard is in the line of sight of another guard, like, you can only show, like, one cone of vision at a time. You know, you right click on him, it's like, this is this guy's cone of vision. There is something where you can place a marker down on the ground, and it'll show anybody who can see it. There'll be, like, a dotted yellow line of, like, all right, this is when this guy, you know, this guard will can see this cone, you know what I mean? But To keep things consistent, like, I don't really know, like, how helpful that is or how to work that into what I'm doing. I have fucking no idea how it's really useful. Really, Shadow Tactics is more of, like, a puzzle game than anything. Even though I'm saying it's difficult, I'm having a hard time getting through it, but it's just fucking, it's a little, unwieldy too. Like at the very least you can see like everything's laid out in front of you. It's not like some stealth games, you know what I mean, where it's fucking you have like a very narrow like view of what you can see, and it's fucking like, oh, you're looking at the map, a mini map on the top right of like, you know, like Metal Gear or some shit like that. It's like everything's just like right there, at least you can see it. But now, there's only so many possibilities of what you can do. So even if they aren't like apparent right away, like, you know, you'll be on top of a roof and think like, ah, it would be incredibly helpful if I could just like jump down right in this blind spot that I can see of, you know, there's just like all these, this is where everybody's looking, and it's like, oh, that's like a perfect spot if I could jump down from this roof. There's really no reason that I couldn't. You know, it's like I can jump down from the roof to another spot, but it's the same height, but I can't jump down to here. But it's like maybe you can. It's like it won't let me, but maybe you will if you like rotate the camera to like a certain angle and like be like finicky about where you put the fucking cursor. If you find the fucking one sweet spot, that it'll let you like that type of shit. I mean, the controls are pretty simple, but but you'll have your cursor on one spot, and it's like, all right, your dude will be in a fucking bush. It's like, all right, well, stay in the bushes and like walk around there and stay concealed. And just because of the camera angle, because it's like, you know, the 3/4 perspective type thing, it's like, hey, you know, you try to make him keep walking in like the bushes or like the tall grass or whatever. But it's fucking, just, he gets out of there for a second. It's like, oh, he just gets spotted. And he's fucking dead. You know, it's just like they want you to be very precise and with like the movements they want you to do. And it's like the cursor is like on like the larger side for that type of shit. It's like you can like zoom in pretty close, and that probably help out with that. But I mean, most of the time you're watching the roots of several people at once, and you want to be zoomed out. So it's just a little odd, a little different from what I'm used to. But as far as this week's dumpster fire of games goes, I think Shadow Tactics: Blades of the Shogun was the clear winner there. Every game, I was like, yeah, maybe I'll keep playing this. I don't know. I only made it to like the third stage, and they're still like introducing more fucking playable characters and shit. It's like, oh, here's some chicks who can fucking like whistle and set traps and shit. I'm just fucking like, this is gonna be like too much, like very fucking quickly. I can only imagine at some point you're gonna have like 5 people in play at once, and you know, switching over to them all and setting them up to do like pinpoint strikes at the same time, like that shift shit. You know what I mean? It's fucking, I'll probably give up then. I don't know. I need to play something mindless, like a fucking racing game for a while, just to clear my head. But, you know, if you want to empty your head, go to www.gruntfreepress.com. That's a black hole that'll drain IQ points with every exposure. Podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email address, whatever that is. I'm Absolute Deicide, and our journey to play a video game continues. That's the eternal original struggle of mankind. Mankind's original sin, I believe.
By your own set of rules. Fuck the law, fuck the law, fuck the law. Burn the fuse. Mr. Pink Man, you are nothing. Nothing concealed behind your badge. Always snorting lies and deceit. Pawn the way to your foreign society. Fuck authority, kill the president of seniority. Fuck authority, let's murder in society. Little pig man behind judge's robe. I can't wait to see you die. You piece of puppet property shit. you're nothing but a lie so full of shit. If you live nothing, you are nothing. It's all by the stagnating masses. I say it's time to say fuck the law. Kill, 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 kill them motherfucking asses. Fuck authority, fuck authority. Kill the president, a senior chief. Fuck authority, fuck authority. Less murder in society. Cause when I fall, because when I fall hard. Going down with everything. Going down with everything that I am.